Hello, and welcome to another casual conversation with Nick and Dennis. I'm Nick.
This is Dennis.
Dennis, where are you at right now?
I am in Lewis, Delaware.
Lewis, Delaware.
If you don't know where that is, if you know where New York City is, if you go south of there to Atlantic City, and from Atlantic City, not even... as a crow flies, it's probably, I don't know, 40, 50 miles to Lewis, Delaware. Got to go across. So I'm just across from New Jersey right now.
Okay.
Like the southern tip of New Jersey, and then the northern tip is New York City. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing there primarily?
Yeah, so my parents are originally from this area.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where they
Wednesday, Tuesday.
So both my parents are Eastern Shore people, so they talk a little funny. They really enjoy all the seafood and stuff. And my dad's especially a little more Eastern Shore because he came from the Chesapeake Bay area, which is, if you don't know that either, the big bay that runs up through from the Atlantic Ocean.
All right.
Through into Maryland. So my dad's from around that. So it'd be probably the same thing with like people down in the bayou of Louisiana type of a deal. So they talk a little funny.
Them gators.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is how they say their days of the week.
That's hilarious.
They say water like water. Butter. I don't know. Yeah, so it's always fun when we come on here. I usually come on here every year, do something with my parents. So yeah.
Are you like staying with family or are you got like an Airbnb or something? Hotel.
So I'm not staying with I'm just staying with my parents, my brother and sister, my girlfriend. They're down here. We're staying at a family's place.
Okay.
Somebody's got a place down here. But yeah. Usually we try to stay because, I don't know, the place that we're staying is, if you wanted to, we have to drive to the beach every single day.
How far?
It's 15, 20 minutes with traffic.
It ain't bad.
No, it's not bad, but my mom and... my grandma usually always wanted to stay somewhere on the beach. So we have done that the past how many years, but then we were offered this place. So we kind of felt like we had to stay here this year. So we kind of did that, but yeah, we usually like to stay on the beach because there's nothing like getting up. You can go right out there. You don't have to gear up, get ready to go every single day. So,
I feel you.
Yeah.
You can walk in and walk out as you please.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if what Idaho traffic is like, but there is nothing that compares to Eastern and Western Shore traffic.
Yeah, Idaho traffic isn't that bad. I mean, it's traffic, but it's not.
I mean, I don't know what it is. I wonder if you're just born with it out here. It's insane. People are just they're just assholes behind the wheel. I mean, there's no better way to put it. I mean, when the light turns yellow, that's like just speed up. The next 15 cars in line are going to go, and they'll probably be two or three cars going when it's red.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that's just a city thing, though, because like a bigger city thing, and like Boise isn't that big, but I'd never seen it until out here, like even today, like, two cars went through and it was red. I'm like, and our light was green. And I was like, all right, like you literally just ran a red and we have a green. Like I could have T-boned you and it would have been legal.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is. Like, I just find that insane. And then the people on their phones, when it does turn green, you have somebody sitting at their phone because they look at their phone every chance they get.
Yeah.
Behind the wheel, and then all of a sudden it'll turn green. There's a huge delay in cars, and you just got to wait there for them. But.
Right.
Yeah, man, I don't
That's
know.
one of my big initiatives right now. I'm trying to be on my phone a little less. I don't know about you, but I'm not very good at not being on my phone, and I'll be the first to admit that. And it's like I just try to, I'm trying to get away from that, automatically pick it up when I don't have anything going on.
No, I hear you. It's definitely a lot easier not to look at my phone when I'm on vacation.
Yeah, that's
I like
nice.
don't. I don't know. As you can probably tell, I don't never text you back
No, not
recently.
really, not usually.
Recently, but I don't know. I don't know.
That's all
I just
right.
kind of disconnect, and I am trying to just do my own thing. And
Well, that's what you gotta do. That's what vacation's for.
right, yeah.
I mean, Christ, you don't want to be on vacation on your phone the whole time. That's what gets me too. Sometimes it's like, shit, man. Like I said, I'm so bad at it, but it's like sometimes I'm like, fuck, like why am I not here right now? Like I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day outside. Granted, I don't know what everyone else is doing on their phone, but normally I'm like scrolling through Reddit or something
Well,
dumb
everybody else is probably
primarily.
listening to our podcast because they don't have anything
Yeah, I
else
would
better to do.
hope.
So they're like, well, let's listen to some suave fellas talk about life.
Yeah, just listen to these soft, tranquil Midwestern accents. Although I've heard mine is fading, which makes me a little sad, but
Your accent, huh?
yeah, apparently.
I don't notice the difference.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Just gotta come back for a week. You'll get right back.
Yeah, I'll be home July 4th. Will you be in the area?
So I will not be in the area. Well, I'll be in Rochester. Are
Oh,
you gonna be in La Crosse at all?
Roch. No, I actually looked at flights into La Crosse, and there were some days they weren't bad. It was like, I mean, they weren't good, but they were like $500, which isn't awful.
Well,
But
gosh,
does Rochester have an
they sure
airport?
do.
Boise to Roch, here I
Yep.
come, doing it
Probably do
live.
that. I'd give you a ride into La Crosse, I'm sure.
Once we get a big sponsorship
Yeah.
deal. Once we start selling
Shout out
out.
to anybody looking for a big sponsorship
Shout
podcast deal.
out to money. Just give us money.
We'll say your name a few times, throw you a couple shouts.
Hey, on the topic of money, we're joking, people, by the way. I mean, if somebody wants to give us money, like, send it our way. But more so on the send it our way, I finally got around to creating an email address. So if you want to send some lewd messages, like we said before, send them to casualconvopod@gmail.com. That's casualconvopod@gmail.com. So I don't know if you have suggestions or memes or I don't know, want to talk some shit, talk some sports, send us an article that you want us to read and comment on. I don't know, send us anything really. What do you want, Dennis? What do you want in the email?
I'm just more concerned about the profile picture for the Facebook
The young crow outdoors. I had to show everyone that your true colors. You're no liar. You've been crowing
I'm gonna
outdoors
have
for
to
years.
scrub through some Nick Fortney Facebook old time pictures. See what I can.
Might not find a whole lot. Trust me, I got an
Yeah,
archive
I'm
of yours
sure you
now
do.
because I thought you might scrub. So I was like, I got to get it right away before he notices. I scrubbed hard. I was in there with freaking Arm and
That's all
Hammer.
right. If you look at that profile picture, you can see the excitement on that face.
Hey, that's
Now,
good. And like Dennis said, we do have a Facebook page. It's Casual Convo Pod
yes.
or Casual Conversation with Nick and Dennis if you search Facebook. But if you at symbol Casual
I'll have to
Convo
go
Pod on
through and
Facebook,
like
it'll be us.
everybody that I'm friends with on Facebook.
Yeah, just spam them.
Yeah, they'll get
No,
over
I
it.
mean, I thought those pictures were funny, number one, and I hope you didn't
Oh,
take offense
no.
to it. I didn't think you would. And it also shows that you're not messing around when you say you go hunting and stuff. I said, this is a young crow
No.
outdoors. Look at the progression. The one on the podcast is probably what, an 8-inch crappie.
That's a perch. New, that's a tiny ass perch. Yeah.
Perch. Yeah, tiny ass perch is right. That's why I thought it was so funny, because your current profile picture is what, a huge muskie.
No, it's a big walleye. It's a nice walleye. Walleye. Yeah.
God damn it. They all look the same to me. If you can't tell. Walleye, schmalleye, smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, swordfish, great white shark. You
Speaking
know,
of all sharks, the same. We're going shark fishing on Wednesday.
Oh yeah,
Wednesday we're going Wednesday? Shark fishing.
Yeah. How does that work? Can you give us a little detail?
So like, I'm not entirely sure. Mama Crow Outdoors wanted to go. Yeah, she wanted Mama to go outdoors. Shark fishing. So we.
Is your mom a big outdoors person?
You know, she's, I don't know. She's always been. Yeah, she.
Enough, yeah, at least.
She likes to go
outside. Go shark fishing.
Likes to do things, and yeah, you know, I don't know. Every time we come out east here, we usually do some sort of charter fishing of some kind. Yeah, so she's always awesome. All about that. So yeah, she was kind of like, you know, I want to do something different this time. So we're doing some shark fishing, and we're doing some crabbing, going crab fishing too tomorrow morning. Oh, actually. Okay. Yeah, we you usually
try to
do
catch
that.
Crabs.
Yep. Because my dad's a. Nice. And, I don't know. I love blue crabs that are out here. They're so good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Blue crab. So is that like the normal crab that we eat?
So probably not. Normal, quote-unquote normal crab. Yeah, that's like that crown. People usually eat in the Midwest anyways, a snow crab, I want to say. Yeah.
Snow
and then
crab.
Probably from
okay.
there, people know like the king crab legs. And then from there, it's probably like your blue crabs. You start getting into those.
Okay.
You kind of eat like the whole crab, okay. not just the legs type of a deal. So, okay. yeah, out here in the Eastern Shore, it's a big thing. Big thing.
Okay. So, when you go shark fishing, what kind of shark?
That's,
sharks
I
are
don't,
you
I
fishing
have no
for?
Idea.
Or are you...
They just caught a big mako shark out here not too long ago. Yeah, it's.
You know what that
I
is,
mean,
a mako
I think
shark?
They're one of the more aggressive sharks out there.
Mako shark for yeah. anyone who cares.
I think they have a big. They have a gnarly tail.
Oh yeah, those look like a.
Do
mini
you see the tail
white.
On that thing? Is that a big? Like, does it like curve? The tail curves up back
yeah.
towards him, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, that's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy looking. So
it looks like it's like the second biggest behind like a great white.
Yeah, they're pretty large.
They're large and in charge.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. It should be interesting. That's for sure.
Fastest swimming shark. So okay. I bet you if you throw and get in the water, you know, you could probably outswim it.
Probably. I've been practicing. Past couple days, so
yeah, you've been swimming with your backpack on.
Not with the backpack on. Decided to take it off every once in a while.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't like. So, is that a catch and release situation or what?
I think they took that. They, I don't know. The one my dad.
You can't eat that, can you?
Yeah, you can. It tastes. My mom said it tastes like swordfish. And for right. anybody who's had swordfishes, I will eat swordfish any day of the week.
That sounds like some rich white people shit, Dennis.
I would compare it to like ribeye steak.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's
like flavor wise or price point?
Both. Flavor wise it's very good. Like it's a there's a strong fat content in it.
Okay.
And it's I don't know, it's good stuff. I mean, sharks eat nothing but other fish all day long and usually other fish that eat fish all day long are pretty good, so.
Yeah, so is it like a, can you describe it? Is it like, so it's fatty?
Yeah, so it's more
does
of
it
a.
Does it taste really like fishy?
Yeah, so for people in the Midwest or probably in Idaho, you used to like a white flake type of a fish. So.
Okay, yeah.
Like your northerns, bass, walleye, mm-hmm. Perch, any type of sunfish, is going to be like a white flaky fish. Well, this is kind of more of like a steak, like a tuna steak, but it's going to be a white, it's going to be a white type of steak. Essentially.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, there's, it holds together more than, more so than like your freshwater fish.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. You ever make burgers out of that? Grind it up?
No, I've never done that. I never had enough of it to do that.
So you've had it though before?
Yeah, I've had swordfish for sure. I can't remember eating shark before though.
Okay.
So.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. I don't dabble in the seafood section much, partially because, I don't know, I feel like seafood is definitely one of those things where it's like point of diminishing return is a lot higher in the price scale. Like,
yes,
you got to spend like a fair amount of money to get like decent. Otherwise, you're just eating not good stuff.
Yeah. Which is, that's why we like to, we like to indulge when we come out here, because
yeah,
for anyone who knows, Wisconsin is not near any ocean.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lake Michigan's up there with the oceans.
Tis. But your whole, yeah, your whole farm to table situation is a little, elongated in the Midwest for seafood anyways.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've never been out east either. So it's like the deep sea fishing, like pretty much equivalent to probably what you would do like on the coast of Florida and stuff and like down
there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
all the same.
Yeah. Same about, thing.
Except
yeah,
like more crab. Like
yeah, I mean, so the crabs,
lobster.
So the crabs move out down south for the wintertime, and then they make their way back up, like late summer. Yeah, late summer, and then they'll do the same thing, again, go back down south after that, late fall. Yeah, everything's. I mean, you can catch marlin, tuna, all the big game fish that you would in Florida as well. I mean, in Florida, you might catch more, like there's one type of fish I'm trying to think. Harpoon? No, tarpon. Tarpon fish. That's a pretty big game fish that you you're not going to catch up here. What else? A lot of mackerel you're not going to catch up here. But I mean, you catch mahi-mahi. What else?
You got a favorite dish of all these? Like if you could recommend one dish, like whether it be like swordfish or like, I don't know, like a crab something, what would it be?
I mean, if price wasn't an option, it wasn't a factor, I definitely suggest some sort of crab. You know, like a good authentic Eastern Shore crab cake is definitely up there. Because it's not too fishy and it's not too, like, why would you even pay for this type of a thing? But there's definitely, you know, flavor there that's unique. So I'd say that's definitely something that's going to be unique out here.
Crab cakes.
But it's got, I mean, it's not going to be like your crab cake that you buy from some restaurant out in Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho's, I don't know what you want to call it, food culture. I can't think of what that's called, like regional food. It's weird. I mean, it's a lot of potatoes, obviously, but.
Yeah, but you guys got to have like, so when there's all those festivals that happen, or even like your downtown restaurants, what's down there?
Kind of a mixed bag. The one thing that I think is definitely lacking is barbecue, so there's not a whole lot of barbecue.
Really?
But like tons of taco, like a lot of Mexican influence, tons of taco. But then you kind of got your pubs, not like pubs, but like, I don't know how to, like more American food, like sandwiches, burgers, like tons of places to get burgers. Surprisingly, there's a ton of like drive-in-esque places where you can just get like a cheap burger, like fries and milkshake, kind of like retro, like 80s-ish, you know, even earlier, some of them. So there's a lot of that. There's a fair amount of food trucks. And one of the things I'm noticing with the food trucks, it's like they're more art, some are more artisan. Don't get me wrong, there's some authentic ass food trucks like down the street. I'm like, motherfucker, it looks gross. But you know, whatever. I would say like the biggest influence is like Spanish, Mexican-ish food. But then you got like breweries and stuff too, which is pretty sweet.
I'm surprised you guys don't have like some sort of barbecue type deal because I would imagine beef raising or you know large cattle herds have got to be a big thing around there.
Yeah, there's a couple, like, yeah, there's definitely a bunch of ranches, but I don't know. I mean, I guess you can get burgers a lot of places, and I guess there's a few good steakhouses, but I don't like really go to, I've never been to a steakhouse here really, so
Are there any farm to table places in Idaho there or in Boise?
yeah, there's that's like a fair amount of there you can get food at a lot of restaurants that are just like more natural, like local. Like there's one restaurant, it's called The Fork, where almost all, if not all of its stuff is from like local farmers and gardens and whatnot. So that's cool. And then there's like a couple other like maybe like sandwich salad type shops that are like, oh, that's another thing. You can get tons of sandwiches here. I don't know what the hell that's all about, but you get tons of sandwiches. So, yeah, but yeah, there's a fair amount of, you know, at least a few farm to table, but nothing crazy.
Good deal. I mean, I think that's something that if there's a regional type of aspect to the food, I think that's huge.
Yeah,
You
there's
know,
not a crazy regional
just like the seafood
influence,
here, I
but
mean, if somewhere out there that you know, they take the more popular, more what would you call it? The more regional type raised foods there, and made like unique dishes out of it. I think that's interesting because I feel like a place like that would differ between Boise and La Crosse and, you know, Delaware.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good though. Like, I don't know, there's tons of good breweries to go to, and a lot of the restaurants are just good. It's just like there's not anything, there's just tons of taco places, so it's weird. It's not weird, but it's like, I don't know. When people think of Idaho, they probably don't think of tacos. Go down the street and get me some
Yeah,
tacos.
interesting.
But they're good.
I'm sure.
I will say, when I came back to Wisconsin and had got like a burrito from a place, I don't know if the place just sucked, I'd never been there before, or if it was bad, I was like, oh my God, this has
Yeah,
no
if you're just
flavor.
spoiled and you have a bunch of good stuff
So
out there.
I don't know if Boise, I don't know if Boise Mexicans actually like decent, you know, probably not on like California's level or like Texas or you know some of those, but I've heard it's not bad, like it's not a joke. So yeah.
Good deal.
But anyhow, it's
How's
good.
the car going? He's driving a little more?
I don't really drive it a whole lot. I did drive it to Craters of the Moon. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, I remember you saying that, I think on the last one. You're
Did I drive? I don't remember. Was I did I go there already or was I on my way there? I think I was on my way
Planning it,
there.
yeah.
Yeah, so we went to Craters of the Moon. So I drove it there, put like almost 400 miles on it, which is cool, I guess. Yeah, it was fun to drive. It's a nice car. I don't know. Probably spent far too much money on it and probably will continue to spend far too much money on it, but gotta be young and stupid, I guess,
That's right.
somewhat.
Everybody's got their thing.
So, yeah, just fine. It's, yeah, but it's nice. I like it. It's a big upgrade. So, how about you? You eyeing up any purchases? Not that quite that big, I'm sure, but you know, summer.
Purchases. Oh, I'm not sure if I talked about this before on the podcast, but we are bringing home a doggo.
Oh yeah, I did see.
We're bringing home a doggo when we get back from vacation on the 1st.
Okay.
So,
I think you might have mentioned it, but maybe it wasn't on the podcast. Yeah. I know, like you and I talked about it, but that might have been during our brat eating session.
Yeah, probably was. But yeah, so we're bringing home a dog, the 1st, and that's kind of like the big thing, because we kind of got to plan all of our stuff around that. And that's been pretty interesting to deal with. So,
what kind of dog?
Swit is a black lab, German short hair mix.
Black lab, German short hair mix. Okay.
So predominantly, it will look like a black lab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you excited, nervous, both?
Oh, I'm excited for sure. I mean, I've had a dog most of my life, so.
Okay, what, you got a name, boy, girl?
So it's a girl.
All right.
Yeah, and its name, it will be Macy.
Oh, that's right. I think that.
Yep, Macy, so, yeah. I don't know, it's kind of weird because my childhood dog, his name is Maddie.
Okay.
So, some people tell me it's just like a cop-out name.
Why is that?
That I want. I don't know, I'm just...
That's
I'm just,
funny, though. I mean, I guess. It's pretty close, but I like it. That's like a... That's a good name. It doesn't like punch you in the face. It's not too dog name.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I liked it. I liked it a lot. So
yeah,
thought it was good. Yeah. No, there's just a lot of things that you just don't think about. Like if we want to leave, I want to leave, and I usually take Corey to work every single day. The dog needs to be let out at lunchtime. Yeah. Well, if I'm not in Rochester, Corey's got to figure out a way to get to the house on lunchtime. And so it's kind of all just a, I don't know, good things to think about. I mean, brings it to perspective.
So what made you decide on a pup? What inspired that? You know, just been talking about it or?
Yeah, so Corey's wanted one for a long time. And I always like dogs. I mean, I'm not a dog hater by any means, so I always like having one around. Plus, I've kind of always thought it would be interesting to see if I could train a dog to do some type of hunting, so I could take it with me.
Yeah.
And do some things. So yeah, I don't know. We just kind of thought we're both kind of at the end of our winding down on paying off our student loans, so we thought it would be kind of a nice, good timing to do that. And then we moved into a house, too. So we have a fenced-in yard where we can have the dog run around and don't have to worry about it being chained up or anything. So,
yeah, that'll be super nice.
Yeah, those are big things because I just hate thinking about having a dog and be penned up
all day,
inside
yeah.
all the time. And yeah, and just not treating it well. So
the student loans are almost paid. What are you going to do with all that extra money?
Save it.
Throw it into Bitcoin?
Maybe not.
You had your...
Probably be a little more conservative with it. Just to keep my career options open to just kind of like a rainy day fund for, you know, because if you kind of change jobs the way I'm looking at doing... There might be a little bit more dependence on market conditions
and savings,
and yeah, so got to have that rainy day fund because when it doesn't rain, you know, you got to be prepared.
Yeah, No, that's smart.
Gotta be prepared, so yeah.
That'll be an extra chunk of change every month. That's what I've been looking at. I might just pay mine off and just, that'll be an extra, at least for me, an extra $200 a month that I won't be.
Right. But I mean, a lot of people say, like, I talk to a lot of people at work and they say paying them off is one of the dumbest things you
Yeah,
could
you
do
said that
because there's
last time.
just a matter of time before the school, loans are going to be forgiven. And but there's no way you can forgive
No.
$1 trillion worth of debt. I mean, sure you could, but I mean, that's a hell of a write-off.
Yeah, China's not gonna be cool with that.
No, not at all.
So.
So, I think there's gonna have to be a major correction for something like that to occur.
Yeah.
And if it does happen, I'll just be very upset because it's like, I don't know, you're not, and even if, but probably by the time they would be forgiven, you would probably already have had them paid off too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like we spend all that time being proactive, hardworking, and getting them paid. And we valued our educations, that we took loans out and then we got them paid off because it meant, enough to do that. And
Yeah.
then we're the select few that were dumb enough to pay them off early because, half the other people can't get jobs because they went to school for something that they couldn't get a degree in and, just wanted to go to school for an extra 2 years. And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they'll be forgiven, but I wrote that down. I want to see what some murmuring is or if people at your place of work are just talking out their ass.
Yeah, 'cause I don't know. It's a interesting issue to talk about, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know, it'd be hard to be motivated after high school to go to school that you didn't pay for.
Right.
We've both been there. Many other people know the exact same feeling. I mean, you graduate senior year. If I wasn't paying for college, I could only imagine what I would have done.
Yeah.
I was already reckless when I was a freshman, so I could only imagine how much more reckless I would
Yeah,
be
right.
if I wasn't paying for it.
Yeah, I was just talking today about some of the dumb stuff that I started buying. Not like a lot, but fads and trends, Your friends get into something, you just,
Yeah.
spend a few hundred dollars on it or whatever, which no big deal, but like you said, like if you didn't have to have a big pay or a big expenditure or a big responsibility coming up, that could have been more than like a trend or a fad or whatever. Could have been lots of
Right.
expenditure.
Well, and I don't know about you, but along the lines of like trends and fads and stuff, and I don't know, just seeing, especially with the way people dress, I just like that's the last thing I think about when I'm dressing myself because I've got so much other stuff to worry about. Like, especially if you have a house and you have a significant other, and you start looking to, really, really take interest in your career and pursue some things. Like, I hope that a fashion trend, especially a casual fashion trend that you don't wear to work every single day, I was, for me especially, that's the last thing I think about.
Yeah. I'm never super concerned. I think it's like with anything, there's like a fine line of taking it too far. Like I think generally I feel like people should take a little bit of notice in what they're wearing and how they're presenting themselves, because I mean it is how you project yourself to the world, and it's how how you dress can tailor your mood. Like if you just, now I'm saying, I'm talk going to talk about extremes here, so don't get me wrong, but if you just dress like a slob, you don't get your hair cut, or it can, you just kind of mulling through life in a sense. You should take pride in your outward appearance. It kind of goes into like working out. Like it's right. just like a little thing. That doesn't mean you got to go to get the, like we said, latest and greatest trends, but you know, maybe get a new t-shirt.
Here and right. There. Make yourself freshen look presentable.
Up. Yeah. Like look presentable. And I'm saying,
or at least look like how, you know, if you were out looking for someone yeah. to talk to, look like you would be able, you know, somebody would be able to come up to you yeah. and start talking to you. And they wouldn't have to be afraid because you looked like
slob or scary or
yeah, mangy something or other. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like with anything, it's that fine line. The just freshen up. It's just like a little thing, you know, what's a $20 shirt here and there, not, you know, here and there. And like maybe one every 6 months, you know, get rid of a couple yeah. of those shirts you had in high school that got friggin' holes in them and all the labeling's peeling off and it says freaking volleyball 2009 on it or something. Like, all right, like get rid of a couple of those and get yourself something a little nice if you can afford
it. Probably shouldn't be wearing that to work every day.
You know, what's up?
I hear you. Yeah, treat yourself every once in a while. I hear you.
Treat yourself every once in a while. Treat yourself.
So, yeah, so along the lines of that, I don't know if you've ever done this or not, but last Sunday, me and Corey both got pedicures.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? I was just listening to that back.
That was, honestly, like, I don't know why more guys don't go get pedicures. Like, it was...
Girl Outdoors, pedicure advocate.
Yeah, it was stupid crazy.
Not like, good.
They just did so much, like, I don't know, if anyone's been on their feet for a long time, so much that your feet start burning and, like, you want to put your feet on ice, and then... Someone's willing to go down there and trim up all the stuff and trim all the dead skin off your feet, scrub your feet, give your feet and calves a massage. Like, it's the real deal. And then the whole time, you had to put your feet in some nice hot bubbly water. But then usually you sit in a massage chair too. And you're nice and relaxed. And
did you take a good book or just you and Corey have some good casual conversation?
Yeah, so I started taking I took a book and I started to read, but then I didn't know what the technical term is for a nail or a foot technician. Sure. I don't know.
We know.
You know
what we're talking
about. Saying? I don't know what the correct terminology for them, but like they were trying to tell me what to do. Like with my feet, and I kept messing up. So I'm like, I gotta focus on this and just decide what I'm gonna do with my feet instead of like, yeah. So I tried to start reading, since I'm at the beach now, I am reading a new book. It's called Janesville.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that I think on the pod too.
Something, yeah, it's American Story Janesville or something. Mm-hmm. But it's about the GM plant in Janesville being shut down in 2008 after, or actually I think it was 2010, but they announced closing in 2008 after being open since like 1920 yeah. something, 1918 or something like that. Something crazy. But yeah. Yeah, no, I suggest anyone out there looking to get a pedicure, definitely go get it done. Worth the $50 that you pay, or $40-$50 you pay to get it done.
$40 a pop.
I think it is $40.
That's not terrible.
But I mean, that's $40 every like 3 months. I mean, I don't know. If you want to get it done every 3 months.
Treat yourself. People get too wrapped up, myself included, in money and spending shit. But like, fuck. You're going to be miserable? What are you going to do with all that money?
That's right.
So the pedicure was good. Corey enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Corey enjoyed it. She enjoyed me being there and being patient and get things
done.
Did
you guys get any like mimosas or anything with it?
No, that's what I was telling Corey. I was like, oh, man. If I could have had a couple liquor drinks sitting there, oh, man, would that have been
couple
dangerous.
Brown liquor drinks.
That's right.
Huh.
That's right.
Well, that's not bad. That's fun.
No. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
For sure.
I might get around to getting one of those. Get a pedicure, maybe a massage. I've never had a professional massage. Never had a
Yeah, that's the other
pedicure.
thing.
Never had like a facial or whatever. Any of that fun stuff. So.
There's a whole unexplored world out there
Yeah, maybe.
of self-pampering or pampering that you can get done.
Yep.
That's quite nice.
Well, that's good. That's good that you enjoyed your time. I'll have to try it out one of these days. Feet could probably use it.
For sure.
So, I don't know. Other than that, you got anything cooking in the, entrepreneur crow outdoors books?
So one thing about this Janesville book that's starting to kind of, I don't know, get me thinking a little bit, is that a lot of these big plants that you have, that sit empty. So this GM plant is, I think it's 4 point, or let's just round it up, 5 million square feet of factory.
Yeah.
And that much more at least in parking space or asphalt, just big asphalt field
Mega
essentially.
asphalt.
That's right. And so like it gets you thinking, like, what the hell? There's got to be something they can use that
Yeah.
for. If it's been used in the auto industry to begin with, there's got to be something they can use it in kind
Tesla.
of similar to that. That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, why couldn't you, Tesla just spent how much money building that big factory, which I get most of it was for the lithium batteries or the whatever kind of
Yeah.
batteries that they are making. But okay, so that they make the batteries there, but why not open up a factory somewhere else and just start pumping out the
Yeah, a little
vehicles?
assembly.
Yeah, and I was like, that'd be a great like recycled use for that place. Because it's to this day, I think it sits empty. It just sits there. They just have a security guard there, and that's it. And so, like, this is just one place that there's how many more huge factories around the nation that just sit empty, that people could use, businesses could use, instead of building brand new things or shipping things overseas.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's interesting. But the other thing that you kind of think about, I was thinking about too, is GM came to town in Janesville there in 1918, let's just say 1920.
Okay.
So their capital investment cost is essentially zero. And so it doesn't cost them anything to have that thing sit there.
No, that shit's been depreciated for years.
Yeah, well, and it didn't cost anything to begin with,
Yeah.
Let's say that whole thing cost $1 million to have up and going and started. $1 million for them today is nothing.
Yeah, it is too bad
So,
that somebody couldn't come in and, buy that and repurpose it.
well, that's the thing. I don't even know if GM wants somebody to do that. Or maybe GM is waiting for their turn in electric vehicles or, the next big thing, and they're gonna repurpose it into something. Because there's another thing in the book that they talk about is the regionalized quality of work that happens in the Midwest that is unrivaled anywhere else. Like the Janesville specific plant won a whole bunch of different awards for different
Really?
things in regards to quality. Yeah. So, I think there's something to be said about that too. That's, pretty significant, which I think it has something to do with the farming community, and a lot of people came from farming backgrounds to the auto industry, so they knew how to work to begin with, and that helped quite a bit. So,
Yeah. We'll see. It's interesting. It's always interesting when stuff like that sits around, kind of like stadiums and whatnot. It's kind of sad, but what can you do, I guess?
Right, that's
You got any other books on your reading list, though? Anything good? Anything you've been piquing your interest?
I've been just trying to read more about the market recently too. I don't know. I haven't been reading a lot of books recently. I've just been trying to keep up to date with market trends, and just 'cause we're in such an interesting time right
I
now.
agree.
You know, you gotta kind of stay within the past too sometimes, and kind of keep that close as well. So, I mean, I've been trying to read up on that, and I don't know. We're in a bull market that seems to not want to end.
But as we
So,
talked last time, you think it in a 2 or 3 years it'll maybe drop a little bit.
that's the thing. I think there's such a fear right now.
Yeah, I agree.
There, not right now. Ever since 2007, there's been a fear. But just like that article that you had sent me, you know, people right now are dumping all sorts of stocks that are not they have not been doing well, and they're dumping them to run to all the stocks that have been doing
Yeah.
well. And that's like your key indicator of when things are starting to go bad.
Yeah, it's super
Because,
interesting.
yeah, these people are just, they don't even care. They're not keeping market conditions into their investment strategy or investment equation. Their only equation is what's been hot. Let's just put my money there.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting, like we talked last time, like keeping it in, generally keeping it in cash or whatever. So, whatever. I don't know, like, do you put money into your 401k?
Yes.
What are you putting in
And
there?
it's just like,
What are
what's
you putting
that?
in? Like, per stock?
It's just like, oh, what percent? So right now I'm just doing the match, and then I'm trying to save up everything else for house, other future expenses that are gonna be happening soon.
I think I know what that means.
Or the job thing like we talked about too. You know, there's a whole host of things that can happen in the next
Cool.
2 years that I just
That's
wanna.
good though. I mean,
I mean, 'cause you know, you gotta chase what you wanna do first, I think, and then the money will come.
hopefully, and if not, whatever. A life well lived is, I suppose, better than being rich.
Well, right. Well,
Sometimes I
and
lose
you
sight of
and I
that.
both. Yeah. Well, you mean you and I both know that we're not morons. That's not gonna be the case. You know, I don't know.
Hope not, at least, but hey.
We're gonna be in a better situation than most probably at this point in their lives.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about the other day. I don't know what my next goals kind of are. I don't want to get into some sob story, but I don't want to fall into like complacency, you know, like kind of graduated college. That was a big goal. One of my others was like kind of move out of state or, you know, significantly away and try to start like my own life. That happened, you know,
Right.
got the job too. Then it was to get a job, got a job. Then, you know, just was kind of chilling, looking at cars, and I finally got like one of my dream cars. So it's like, now it's like, what's next? Like, buy a house? But I don't know. I don't want to be complacent. So, like, I think I'm gonna like triple down on photography and try to get that popping a little more.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, you gotta kind of look at it, and you know, for me, like, I kind of look at it like, you know, the end goal really is to be doing something that I'm gonna want to be doing in retirement
Yeah.
and can do for a long time.
And we both know
And
we're
it's
not
something
going to be
that
professional golfers.
I not anytime soon. Yeah, and it's just like, what is out there that I can do that I enjoy? And you know, the short term for that, what can I be doing now to ensure that in 5 years I'm going to be on that path, or I'm going to be better off in 5 years doing that than I am now doing that, because I'll have, you know, so many more experiences, you know,
Yeah.
more reputation to stand by than if I were to do it now.
So when are you gonna get out to Idaho, speaking of more experience?
Well, I'm gonna for sure be out there August
Well, I should
31st.
say, when are you gonna get to Boise then? Or should we meet in Denver or something?
How far is it for you to Denver?
12 hours.
12 hours? Oh, it's like same for me.
Yeah.
Let's
Cheap flight, probably.
let me so I'm gonna have some I've got to work
Denver or Salt Lake or something.
Yeah, I've got to work that weekend in July here. I got to work July 4th-ish.
That's right.
That weekend after July 4th. I'm just trying to think. I'll probably be out to. I'm trying to think. Early August, I could probably be out there.
Oh yeah. Fun fact, I have the 7th through the 14th off.
7th through the 14th, he says, huh?
Yeah, my friends are Brandon, like he mentioned, they'll be out here, so
Yeah, that's right. He said
you get
that.
out here. I got my family's coming in on the 9th, so I'd have definitely the 7th through the 9th, and if you wanted to come out the weekend before, like I'd be here. And like I would just have to work that Monday, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I would think I would do. I'd probably come for just like an extended weekend. Won't be like a huge long weekend, but I could for sure do that. And then, gosh, I should almost go to from Boise, go up to Kalispell to visit some more friends.
Kalispell, Montucky.
Montucky.
My cousin lives in Columbia Falls, which is like on the other side of Whitefish. It's like, so.
Do you like it up there? Do they like it up there?
Yeah,
I should say
he
he.
does. He does. He's been up there, I don't know, 5, 6 years now, more than that. Loves it.
Okay.
So I was looking, I wanted to live in Montana, but there's no jobs.
Just the way she goes
Yeah,
sometimes.
so that's all right.
No, Crow Outdoors will be out in Idaho a bunch in August.
Yeah, do it. I'm excited.
I'm gonna plan to do it. Maybe I'll be able to drag Corey with me.
Yeah, do it.
She just needs to get some time
She
off.
not have much PTO.
No, so she accrues her
That's
PTO,
kind of bullshit.
yeah, in increments. So it's kind of confusing slash not fun because technically, probably you or I would both accrue a PTO, but they just give it all to us at the same time.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously, so our calendar begins January 1st. So obviously, if I were to use my 4 weeks of PTO,
You get
the
4 weeks?
yeah.
Damn.
So if I were to use all of that from July 1st or January 1st to February 1st. And I quit February 2nd. Obviously, that's not gonna fly, and they're gonna, you know, charge you for all the days. They're gonna prorate the days
Yeah.
for the year. And so I just wish it would be like that for her too.
Yeah, that's a bummer,
But
but whatever.
it's not. Yeah, it's just the way it goes, you know. She's gotta live with it. So yeah, no, she's just gotta accrue some days, and we can. She would just need like one day because I think we'd probably do like a Thursday night, Sunday night type of a deal.
Cool. Well, love to have you. Be fun. On
Yeah.
that topic, vacation, vacation, vacation. I better let you get back. I'm sure the fam's anxiously awaiting. It's 10 p.m. in Delaware. That's a bit late.
Oh yeah, anxiously awaiting for me to go to bed,
Yeah,
probably.
well, you got to be well rested for all the beach time. Sword
Crab fishing tomorrow
crab
morning
fishing.
early.
Yeah. Get up, have a nice fine cup of Joe. And
Will
get
do.
it. How many more days are you on vacation? When does it end?
We are leaving Friday midday, and
Okay.
I won't be back into Rochester until Sunday.
Oh wow. Okay.
So we'll take our time on the way back, probably stay somewhere Friday night and get into Madison around Saturday afternoon. So,
Cool. Cool,
yeah,
cool.
should be a good time.
Anyhow, thanks for
As always.
hopping on, Dennis. We'll do a quick run through. Make sure to rate us on iTunes, listen to us on Anchor, Radio Public, like our Facebook page, Nick and De Casual Conversation with Nick and Dennis, or at Casual Convo Pod. Send us an email at casualconvopod@gmail.com. I don't know. We'll take any and all suggestions still. So thanks for hopping on, Dennis. Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course.